实用英语综合教程练习册第一册
Practical English Course Workbook 1
由上海交通大学电子音像出版社录制出版。
Unit 1 Modern University
摩登大学
Part 1 Listening Comprehension Directions This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 3 sections. Section A Directions This section is to test your ability to give proper responses.There are 5 recorded questions in it. After each question, there is a pause. The questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.Example, you will hear,
Can I leave a message?
You will read,
A, I'm not sure. B, you are right. C, yes, certainly. D, that's interesting.
From the question, we learn that the speaker is asking the listener whether he can leave a message. Therefore, C,Yes, certainly, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet. Now the test will begin.
1. Are you our English teacher? Are you our English teacher?
2. How do you like your campus?How do you like your campus?
3. Would you please hand in your work, Tom? Would you please hand in your work, Tom?
4. What's your father's job?What's your father's job?
5. How often do you go to the library? How often do you go to the library? 6. B. Directions. This section.Is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D.Given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. 6. Have you finished your term paper? I've handed in my paper to Miss Lee.
No, I'll hand it in tomorrow.
Question. Who are the speakers?Have you finished your term paper? I've handed in my paper to Miss Lee.
No, I'll hand it in tomorrow.
Question. Who are the speakers? Seven. The novel I wrote came to over 15 chapters.
My goodness.
Question. Why is the man surprised?The novel I wrote came to over 15 chapters.
My goodness.
Question. Why is the man surprised?
8. Why were you so late for class?
The road was blocked by traffic, so I had to wait.
Question. Why was the woman late for class? Why were you so late for class?
The road was blocked by traffic, so I had to wait.
Question. Why was the woman late for class? Nine. Excuse me, where is Mr. Smith's office?
It's on the third floor.
Question. On which floor is the manager's office? Excuse me, where is Mr. Smith's office?
It's on the third floor.
Question. On which floor is the manager's office?
10. How time flies. We will say goodbye to campus life tomorrow.
Yeah, it's hard to believe 4 years have gone by already.
Question. Who are the speakers? How time flies. We will say goodbye to campus life tomorrow.
Yeah, it's hard to believe 4 years have gone by already.
Question. Who are the speakers?
6. Directions. In this section, you will hear a recorded short passage. The passage is printed in the test paper, but with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read 3 times. During the second reading, you are required to put the missing words or phrases on the answer sheet, in order of the numbered blanks, according to what you hear. The third reading is for you to check your writing. Now the passage will begin.
First reading.
Most of the college students are living away from home for the first time. So the most important thing is to learn how to manage their finances carefully. As a college student, one must plan his budget well on a monthly basis. For example, suppose one's parents gave him an allowance of 800 yuan each month. 50% of that should be set aside for food, because food is expensive here. Then one should keep 10% for transport, 10% for books and magazines, and 10% for entertainment. After these expenses, you will be left with 160 yuan for a rainy day.
Second reading.
Most of the college students are living away from home for the first time. So the most important thing is to learn how to manage their finances carefully. As a college student, one must plan his budget well on a monthly basis. For example, suppose one's parents gave him an allowance of 800 yuan each month. 50% of that should be set aside for food, because food is expensive here. Then one should keep 10% for transport, 10% for books and magazines, and 10% for entertainment. After these expenses, you will be left with 160 yuan for a rainy day.
Final reading.
Most of the college students are living away from home for the first time. So the most important thing is to learn how to manage their finances carefully. As a college student, one must plan his budget well on a monthly basis. For example, suppose one's parents gave him an allowance of 800 yuan each month. 50% of that should be set aside for food, because food is expensive here. Then one should keep 10% for transport, 10% for books and magazines, and 10% for entertainment. After these expenses, you will be left with 160 yuan for a rainy day.